4NUE Mobile.
4CSW, how you doing, Chad?
What's going on, boss man? How you doing today?
Yep, doing better now. Just left work, headed down Gossett Road to jump on the interstate.
I see. What interstate you fixing to get on?
Yeah, I'm fixing southbound 85.
Probably about 2 miles from there. I wonder how bad it is.
Had one now.
Well, I'm headed down toward Piedmont. I supposed to have been there 30, 40 minutes ago, and I got held up. You know how that happens.
That happens. That's going to take you a minute to get down there, because surely when you get down at the airport, it's going to stop.
I'm not looking forward to it. I hate using 85. And quite frankly, the last time I used 26, I had to go up to the VA. And it wasn't much better, to be honest with you. You get up near Saluda Grade, it was just, and just forget coming out of Asheville. It's horrible coming out of Asheville.
On that one. Hey, it's Highway Patrol right there at Gossett Road.
I've had a lot of projects in the machine shop last couple weeks, and one of them kind of sort of pro bono. you know how those go. that's the ones that you're going to have the worst time and spend the most money on, the free ones.
But you're helping somebody out, so they'll appreciate it, hopefully.
So, how have you been? It's been a while since I've talked with you. What's going on? What's going on with you?
Much right now. Just working, trying to stay cool. Just everyday rat race. Or just working and the yard work. That's about it. I ain't had a lot of time to get on the HF radio, but I do a little bit.
Well, schools, my wife's a school teacher, virtual. She works for K-12 Academy. She's she'd be a supervisor over other special ed teachers. And, I'm just going to tell you, it's been a rough week. Hey, kids. Getting ready to go back to school, and I told her this morning, I said, you're going to have to find you a little, safe place, because I'm trying to figure out how all these kids going to school is affecting me this bad.
All of them got different needs. I wouldn't be able to learn online too good, I don't think. I need to do that hands-on and be there to keep my attention span.
It's a challenge from what I'm seeing. She's been doing it about 4 or 5 years now. And the kids have a camera on the computer, so the teachers interact with them, during the day on the camera. And man, I'm telling you, boy, you wouldn't believe some of the stuff you see in the background. My gosh. I mean, goodness gracious.
I wonder how it could be a good learning environment with all kinds of distractions going on, right?
Some of them you just feel bad for, because, they just got the odds stacked against them from the get-go. But that's one thing I will say about, doing it virtually, is that teacher at brick and mortar, they don't get to see, really don't get to see inside the home what's going on. But, I'll step in there every now and then when she's, teaching or something. And like I said, you wouldn't believe some of the stuff you see in a, kid's bedroom or see mom and daddy fighting or whatever. You know, I mean, it's unbelievable sometimes.
Just give you a better outlook of how the kids are and how you need to teach them because what they might be up against.
You're right. But all in all, I guess she's pretty pleased with it. I think sometimes some of the parents get an idea in their head that, well, I'll just enroll them in the virtual school and I can go do what I want to and let the kid, you know, just fend for themselves. And, ooh, boy, it's a rude awakening when mom and daddy finds out that, hey, you might have to do some parenting, you know. And she'll tell them right off the bat. I get to listening sometimes. I get in there in the bedroom and I just get to cackling.
Parents think you should be the one raising them, you know what I mean? You're just trying to teach them some education, all that family values and how you're supposed to act. That's more the parents, not the teacher.
A couple of months ago, when end of school year, last year we had to go down to Charleston. She has to go down there, oh, I don't know, two or three times a school year and give testing to the, you know, special needs kids. And about all of them's got they get a little temperamental, you know what I mean. Physical, they'll bite you, hit you, whatever. So every time we go down to Charleston, we got to stop by Walmart and get two of them big old bags of Skittles. And that's how she gets them to answer the questions on the test. They'll get aggravated, don't want to take the test, and she'll pull out some of them Skittles. And they'll reach and grab for it. Joe, she'll snatch them right back. Answer that question, you can have the yellow one.
Works, right?
Get with them. I don't think I could. I know for a fact I could. I don't see how she does it, though. She's got more patience than I could ever say, I guess. But to her, she's got six teachers that work under her, and they do a pretty good job, I guess, you know, from what I'm seeing. I'm not a teacher, though. But they do try.
My neighbor, she's an online school teacher.
She did, I don't know how many years, at brick and mortar. Oh, I was 10, 15 years, I guess. And I don't know, it just got difficult because I think her viewpoint was, at what point do I have to teach a child values, state mandated, that violate my own values? And that's just gotten a real struggle for her. And I get it. I do. I really do. But she's done good with it.
Has requirements that you might not necessarily agree with, but it's part of the job. But I imagine that, you know, since you're not having contact, physical contact with the kids, at least you're not getting all those sicknesses and, you know, flus that they bring around every year.
Exactly right. That is a plus. But she's about got it, you know, ironed out. It's taken her about 4 or 5 years to get things figured out. But she seems to be pretty satisfied with it, so I don't... Here we go. Parking lot. I-85 parking lot. Here we go. Highway 14.
In front of me. I'm just now coming up on 29 in a minute or two.
Glad to. That's best. Good grief.
It's going to take you all the way till you get past 385, and then it'll just open up like nothing ever happened.
hate to, that's just, I don't know, that's a pet peeve of mine. I hate to just sit on an interstate made to, you know, it's made so you can move, and you just have to sit there. I just, I get agitated with it, and it ain't no better trying to go around it. It's even worse, you know, so you just have to grin and take it, I guess.
TFW. Yeah, you're definitely right. You know, the if the people that ride it every day, if they get over in the left lane and let those other cars go ahead and merge on, they probably wouldn't slow down half as much.
UE. No, you're right. It just seems like this section of highway is just constantly under construction, and when they get done with it, it's not any faster. I don't understand. It's just very frustrating.
Not to where I just sit back and try not to worry about it. Try not to get anybody in the road rage or anything. It's just not worth it. I hate to go down that way. I had to go down that way to one time for work, and it's like, man, I definitely picked the wrong time of day for that.
And then I'm at the top of the hill here, and I can see three hills up, and it's bumper to bumper. Oh, man. All right, bud, listen, I'm going to duck on out of here. I'm going to give my wife a call, see how her day went, and I'll be sitting. So I hope you don't have to come up this far. If you do, just get ready, because you ain't going to like it.
Up right now. So I'll say 7-3, if you have a good one, just stay out of trouble there and all that traffic. I feel for you, and it was good to catch up with you again, and I look forward to doing it again. KN4 TFW, I'll be clear.